The federal government okayed so-called treatment as a state status for the Mole Lake or Sacagan Band of Chippewa in 1995. That's meant the tribe has been able to set its own water quality standards, subject to periodic review by the U.S. EPA. Tribal Vice Chair and Environmental Director Tina Van Zyl says the Mole Lake didn't apply for the state status to block the proposed Crandon mine, though she concedes the owners of the now halted project would have faced tougher standards than those of the state of Wisconsin. Van Zyl says her tribe considers the additional powers vital.
The reservation, it's now about 3,300 acres. That's the only place we have. So, you know, we can't just pick up our reservation and move somewhere else if this one gets polluted. We've got to be responsible.
Van Zyl says she supports the Lac de Flambeau's proposal to obtain similar pollution control clout for its much larger reservation near Minocqua. She says the tribes are not just interested in themselves, but also in protecting people on land nearby. But Madison attorney Ron Keene argues there are key differences between the Mole Lake land and that of the Lac de Flambeau.
Mole Lake's land ownership and citizenship on the reservation was unique and perhaps still is unique to tribal members. In Lac de Flambeau, approximately 30% of the residents of the reservation are non-tribal members, and about 40% of the real estate there is owned by non-tribal members.
Keene contends the Lac de Flambeau may try to ban some boats from certain lakes, which would limit the rights of property owners. Keene represents large business and homeowners groups that have filed testimony to try and block the Lac de Flambeau's application. After pressure from Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Green, the EPA agreed to extend the comment period on the Lac de Flambeau's plan, and the agency will hold an informational meeting tonight. Republican leaders of the Assembly Natural Resources Committee plan a full public hearing in Minocqua on Friday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.